USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is denying he conceded anything by agreeing to reopen government for 3 weeks, and he says he'll try again to persuade lawmakers to fund his border wall plan. The deal he reached with congressional leaders contains no new money for the wall, but it does end the longest shutdown in U.S. history.
The Smithsonian Museums will reopen to the public on Tuesday.
Shuttered museums and parks are preparing to reopen as workers breathe a sigh of relief.
I'm happy to go back to work.
But they know that it's only for 3 weeks.
As those federal employees, our livelihood should not be messed with as we move forward.
With the bipartisan committee of lawmakers now working to come up with a deal on border security, the president wrote on Twitter, 21 days goes very quickly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
When I found out I had diabetes a while back, I thought, hey, this isn't going to get better unless I really make a fundamental change. And along with that, I got on board with Balance of Nature. So I'm going to do a lot of things right, but I think I can't tell you how good it feels to have some of the issues that I was dealing with completely gone.
Every winter, I usually get a really bad laryngitis, cold. I didn't get it this past year. I don't know if it's a coincidence, but I didn't get it this year at all.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There's a blast of potentially deadly cold air coming from much of the Midwest. WCCO-TV meteorologist Lisa Meadows is tracking it.
Looking at your wind chill values, we see these drop down to negative 40 in some spots as we go into Wednesday morning. Once you get below negative 50, you're looking at frostbite that could set in with just 5 minutes, and we'll continue to see these cold temperatures extend all the way into Thursday.
Parts of the Midwest are also facing heavy snow. In Ascension Parish, Louisiana, Elizabeth and Keith Terrio were killed. Soon after, three members of the Ernest family were killed in neighboring Livingston Parish. Police believe they know who the killer is. Before the Terrios passed away from their gunshot wounds, they were able to identify their 21-year-old son, Dakota Terrio, as the man who shot them. Authorities say they believe Dakota Terrio has left the area. They say they think he's headed east towards Mississippi. He's considered armed and dangerous. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A federal judge has scheduled a sealed proceeding to determine whether former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort intentionally lied to investigators. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Paul Manafort pleaded guilty to two counts of conspiracy in September as part of a plea deal and agreed to cooperate in the special counsel's Russia investigation, but prosecutors now say he has since breached the deal by lying. Manafort's lawyers say he just didn't have a perfect recollection of all of the facts. On Friday, Judge Amy Berman Jackson scheduled a February 4th hearing that will be closed. She says she has to decide for herself whether Manafort lied in order to properly sentence him. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The UN Security Council is debating the situation in Venezuela. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
United Nations Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, Rosemary DiCarlo, says Venezuela needs inclusive and credible political dialogue to address its crisis.
The protracted crisis in the country has had a grave impact on the population, with high levels of political polarization, growing humanitarian needs, and serious human rights concerns. And the economic situation in the country has become dire.
Venezuela's Foreign Minister, George Ariza, is dismissing demands by European countries for President Nicolas Maduro to call new elections in 8 days. He says the call is almost childlike and adds that the country will not allow anyone to impose on us any decision or order.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.